his membership. Thank you so much. And Laura in Milwaukee also for renewing. We love ringing that cowbell. We would love to ring it for you, but you need to call us right now. 877-500-5266 or go online kboo.fm. Remember, you can pick up 4 pairs of VIP tickets by being entered into the drawing, but you got to become a member or contact us in some way. Renew your membership, gift your membership, increase your membership. Hey, there's an idea. But now's the time to do it. 877-500-5266. Go online, kboo.fm. We want to thank everybody who called in this hour and became a member, renewed their membership, gifted a membership, increased their membership. We can't wait to thank you too. But you gotta call us first.
Okay, let's do it one more time.
877-500-5266 or go online kboo.fm. Thanks so much.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bird and Bear, located 2801 Southeast Holgate Boulevard in Portland, and serving fresh comfort food in a comfortable setting. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located 315 Southwest Montgomery Street in Portland. Sandwiches, hamburgers, and salads are made with locally sourced ingredients at this chic, artsy cafe. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain, brewery and catering, with 3 locations in Portland. Go to portlandwings.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
O'clock, KBOO Portland, Air Cascadia coming up.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio, because right now it seems that fake news is the only news that bears any relationship to reality as we once knew it. We are clearly straying farther and farther away from the real ground truthers are on the front lines now, and Donald Trump is leading us into war with North Korea, nuclear war. This is going to be a hot one. And it is terrifying to look out across the country. And now, for all we know, we are just not getting real reports of what's going on, but for all intents and purposes, it would appear that nobody seems to have any response to Trump's move, and he continues to be allowed to, as they say, tweet at will. Think back, if you are able to, 10 or 20 years, and the notion of tweeting, a grown-up person, let alone the President of the United States of America, tweeting, expressing himself through tweets, this would be so far from acceptable. But norms have been trampled upon, and we find ourselves at this point. One thing we still have is the weather, and I'd be happy to pass that on to you. Today, isolated showers, they say, early on, we may have missed them. But right now it's sunny with a high around 49 and a very light southeast wind for tonight. There is a chance of showers, and otherwise we've got a low around 38. And for tomorrow, rain. Highs near 48 and not much, again, in the way of wind for tomorrow night. The drizzle continues, and we got a low around 40. That's it for the weather. That is what we have for today. We were expecting to speak with Philip Gregory. He would be co-counsel for the Our Children's Future lawsuit. This is going forward now, even as we speak. Right now, give you this oral argument. So you're moving straight along. It's the lawsuit is brought by 21 young people against the United States of America, i.e., Donald Trump. We might want to call him. It's Giuliana versus the U.S. And hopefully we will be able to, at some point during this conversation that I'm having with you, get Philip Gregory on the phone and talk a little bit about this extraordinary case. It's a positive step that the Ninth Circuit Court has decided to hear an oral argument. There is no set timeline for the Ninth Circuit panel to issue a decision, but the plaintiffs hope that the urgency of the climate crisis will press upon the court the need for fast-tracking the briefing and argument schedule. Oral argument on the issues is going to make climate history, and cannot possibly emphasize that enough. The briefing in support of Judge Aiken's earlier order, as well as the amicus briefs, were powerful and persuasive. We're told, and I certainly certainly would believe that. Back in July, the three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit, that was the judges Alfred Goodwin, Alex Kozinski, and Marsha Berzin placed a temporary stay on the district court proceedings and ordered briefings on the mandamus petition. In September, legal scholars, religious, women's libertarian and environmental groups, and legal nonprofits filed 8 separate amicus curiae briefs with the Ninth Circuit. An amicus curiae, of course, is a friend of the court, displaying resounding legal support for denying that petition and allowing the case to proceed to trial. That is what got us here today. That's why we're at this point in the proceedings. Judge Aiken and Magistrate Judge Thomas Coffin of the District Court of Oregon filed a letter with the Ninth Circuit referring to the issues presented by the youth's case as, and get this, here's the quote, vitally important, and stating that they do not believe that the government will be irreversibly damaged by proceeding to trial. That's the key point, irreversibly damaged by proceeding to trial. In other words, they aren't terrorists. The Judge Aiken's order last year, the young plaintiffs secured a critical legal rulings. There's 3 points here that it's very, very important to get to. There's a fundamental constitutional liberty right to a climate system capable of sustaining human life. First one. Second one would be the federal government has fiduciary public trust responsibilities to preserve natural resources upon which life depends. And finally, this. The youth's requested remedy, which consists of ordering the development and implementation of a national climate recovery plan based on a scientific prescription, and more on that later, by the way, is an appropriate remedy if the court finds a violation of the youth's constitutional rights. Among the facts to be determined at trial are whether the federal government's systemic actions over the past decades enabling climate change have violated the young plaintiff's constitutional rights. Thus far, no judge that being able to actually deny that premise on legal grounds. There's no finding at all. I wish we could get, we've been hoping to get at least one of the plaintiffs to join us today, apparently due to some of these proceedings. It has not been possible to speak with the people that we had initially intended to bring you. That is more of a postponement, and certainly not. I don't foresee that we won't. We'll not speak with them at all. This is just too important to put aside. There are very few that we've found so far remedies for climate change to be found in the American judicial system. There's very little justice to be found in the American judicial system. This, however, a young people filing this lawsuit on behalf of their future and other futures of their generation, this has standing. Other lawsuits, in one way or another, courts have found them to lack standing. And so this is one way into the system. It's kind of like confronting the Death Star, finding a way into the thing. You can't destroy it if you don't get in it first. So that's what they're doing. That's why it's so important. There are, when we talk about that one key phrase in there, I just wanted to stress that in the body of, let's see, what was it now? Number three, let's just briefly revisit that phrase, ordering the development and implementation of a national climate recovery plan based on scientific prescription. Ha! Well, guess what? There actually is one, and that would be carbon capture. The technology seems to be exists, and there are plants around the world that have been able to actually suck carbon out of the air. This is ethically and morally dangerous, because if these technologies work, then corporations will clap their hands and dance around in delight, because it would mean that they had a free pass to pollute even more. We may not have a chance, however, to pollute ourselves into oblivion. North Korea may have, and Donald Trump may have taken care of that for us already. There seems to be so little reaction. That in itself is a story that needs to be explored. And we're here to do it. We are here to do it. That is what KBOO is all about, our newsroom, and even extending out into the realms of music and public affairs. Good morning, everybody out there in the room, that big room back there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is bursting with enthusiasm, because we love these membership drives. It gives us a chance to speak with you even more directly than we do on a daily basis. These are very, very special days. The days leading up to these various and assorted holidays are important, because they open people's hearts and minds to the purpose of our lives. That sounds all profound and whatnot, but if I can just take a moment and put it in simple terms, we need you to participate financially in this amazing project, this extraordinary experiment that is KBOO.
Chris, I'm going to interrupt you for just a moment and remind everybody that we are in the middle of a matching period. You have just 2 minutes to help us make our match. A very generous donor has offered to match all of our contributions up to $250 in the next 2 minutes for new and increased memberships. But we need to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. 5266 or go online, kboo.fm. You've got 1.5 minutes to help us make our match. You can double the impact of your giving here at KBOO, and that means that your dollar goes twice as far, which is fantastic. And Jenna, what have you got to say about this amazing thing?
Well, you know, if you are give us a call at that 877-500-5266, you'll not only get to take advantage of that match, but you'll also be entered into our daily drawing, and which today's drawing is for four pairs of VIP tickets to Portland Center Stage at the Armory. So it is a perfect time to call in or to go online to kboo.fm. Don't let that match pass you by. Double the impact of your gift, because you are listening to Air Cascadia. You appreciate what you're hearing. You know the value of Chris's show and the amazing interviews that she brings you and just amazing perspective. So become a member. Renew 877-500-5266.
What are you waiting for? Do it. Do it now.
It's like 30 seconds.
877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Show your support for Air Cascadia and all the hard work that Chris does to bring you this show, and show your support for your community radio station. We cannot wait to hear from you, and if you call in the next 20 seconds, you can double the impact of your gift. 877-500-5266. Help us meet our match, and thank you so much.
For God's sakes, don't let me keep that $250. You've got no idea how much trouble I could get into.
Today on Flashpoints, the Keystone Pipeline and the safety pig that was muzzled so it couldn't squeal. We'll be joined by Greg Palast and the pig. No, we won't have the pig, but we'll have Greg. Also, Flashpoint special correspondent Randy Credico is subpoenaed to appear before the House Russiagate Committee. Imagine that. We'll see what that's all about. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. Getting a little breathless there with all the breaking news, but yeah.